In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. An interesting feature of today's liturgy is that all of our readings fit into our retreat perfectly. The first reading hits both day one and where you'll be at day five. Remind me, if you wish to do so on day five, to share with you what my day five meant, according to this, or the last day of the exercises. Real powerful. Are here within the gospel, what are we focused upon? But the very fact of what we're going to be headed into tomorrow. Tomorrow, as we move deeper into the life of Christ. And as well, somewhere in here there was today. I can't remember where exactly, but for the incarnation. To note on the gospel, why is it that John sent disciples to Jesus to ask this question? Didn't we just hear that he was saying, there was one who has come after me, he greeted him, he recognized him as Lord right there. Why does he ask, are you the one? Where is John? John is in prison. He's locked away. He's been separated. John is in darkness. John is where we were yesterday, in the depths of hell, surrounded by sin. And he's wondering, is any of this worth it? What have I been doing? Is my life going someplace? Does it have meaning? Was I really the voice crying out in the wilderness? Or did I fool myself to believe that? Was that the spirit who is the enemy of our human nature who convinced me this? Our Lord says, tell what has been seen. And if that accords with that which gives you, at the hearing of these words, at the recognition of what has actually happened, an increase of faith, of hope, and of charity, greater sense of joy, a thrill within the soul, peace, then you'll know. He's moving him from a place of desolation to a place of consolation. That's where our Lord desires us to be. Be consoled. The Lord is very near. To help us through our meditations today, I give you a little bit from St. Irenaeus of Lyon, great bishop, great doctor of the church, where he speaks to us when Christ comes, that he will be seen by men as preparation for our entrance into this day of nativity. He writes, there is one God who is the Word and wisdom, created all things, and he set them in order. His Word is our Lord Jesus Christ, who is this last age. He has become man among men to unite end and beginning, that is, man and God. The prophets, receiving the gift of prophecy from the same Word, foretold his coming in the flesh, which brought about the union and the communion between God and man ordained by the Father. From the beginning, the Word of God prophesied that God would be seen by men and would live among them on earth. He would speak with his own creation and be presented to it, bringing it salvation and being visible to it. He would free us from the hands of all who hate us, that is, the universal spirit of sin, and enable us to serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life. Man was to receive the Spirit of God and so attain the glory of the Father. The prophets then foretold that God would be seen by men, and, as the Lord himself says, blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. In his greatness and inexpressible glory, no one can see God and live, for the Father is beyond our comprehension. But in this love and generosity and omnipotence, he allows even those who love him, that is, even to see God, as the prophets foretold. For what is impossible for men is possible to God. By his own powers, man cannot see God, yet God will be seen by men because he wills it. He will be seen by those he chooses, at the time he chooses, and in the way he chooses, for God can do all things. He was seen of old through the Spirit in prophecy. He is seen through the Son by our adoption as his children. He will be seen in the kingdom of heaven, in his own being as the Father. The Spirit prepares man to receive the Son of God. The Son leads him to the Father. And the Father, freeing him from change and decay, bestows the eternal life that comes to everyone from seeing God. As those who see light are in light, sharing its brilliance, so those who see God are in God, sharing his glory. And that glory gives them life. To see God is to share life. wills that you see him today. Seek his face, that you may live and have that life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.